So I want to talk about a very interesting paradox. This may be one of the most powerful audios that I've ever created, and it is on focus. So how do you get masterful focus? Well, what is focus? Right? So focus is the ability to place your attention wherever you choose for however long you choose to do so. This is why people meditate, for example. This is what happens when someone's meditating. They're placing their focus in a particular place and they're holding it there. And mindfulness is remembering, once their mind wanders off, to bring it back. So how does this work with what we're doing right here? How does this apply to coaching? How does this apply to coaching in general? And I mean when we're working with clients. One of the greatest struggles that people have right now is being distracted. So there's two ways to go about it, maybe more, but for our purposes right now, there's two ways to go about increasing your focus. One is to create the environment that is conducive to you being able to focus on what it is you want to focus on. So that may be setting up a writing studio, setting up a room where you do your coaching. This may be exclusive to everybody else in your house. This may be exclusive to telephones, to cell phones, to other things that might interrupt you while you're working on whatever it is you're working on. So, the other aspect that I really love and really enjoy, and I think is actually key, is focus is where you place your eyes, ears, and mind, period, of environment, separate from your environment. So if you're in a place that's chaotic and there's a ton of stuff going around, if you have the ability just to focus on whatever it is, say you're writing something, a blog post or a proposal or an email to a client, your ability to place your eyes and focus right there and to do it in a way that's enthusiastic and energized and clear and lucid, that is focus. So recognizing that it's okay sometimes to have all of the just chaos around us, even a messy desk, instead of spending an hour, 2 hours cleaning up and procrastinating, if we just say, bam, right here, this is what I'm focusing on. I'm creating this. You see what happens when you focus like that. It brings a level of energy and enthusiasm and excitement. It feels really good. It feels really good. You're letting go of everything else that you can't control, and you're focusing specifically on what you want. You will see how this unravels in the evaluation process. The same thing is going to happen. You'll see how we place our attention when we do the evaluation on qualitative aspects. Do I feel enthused, energized, really excited to do this work, to go create what I want to create? Or was I lethargic? Was I procrastinating? Was I not wanting to do it? Was I distracting myself to death because I didn't want to do it? And then when in the evaluation, as you'll see, what would happen is we would say, well, yeah, that's what I was doing. I was distracting myself. I wasn't wanting to do it. I still don't want to do it. So why not? What do I have to do now in my life? What do I have to change? What do I have to shift up so that I will place my focus there? How can I make it more fun? I use the analogy of exercise and eating well a lot because it's just very blatant, very straightforward. And in the concluding audio, I actually talk about how this would apply to coaching. But for now, let's just say, if you want to get in really great shape and you're not doing it because you don't enjoy it and because it's a drag, then you'll have to take a peek at that and say, well, I want to feel good and I want it to be fun. And I know I won't do it on my own, so I'm going to hire a personal trainer. But I'm not just going to hire a personal trainer. I'm going to hire the personal trainer that resonates with me, that I'll have a good time with, so that I'm excited to work out with. And yeah, I know it'll be difficult to get myself out there the next couple of days, for the first week, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to get a lot of pleasure out of the feeling of accomplishing it. And for this first week, first 2 weeks, that is where I'm going to put my evaluation and my focus. My focus is on not the having to do it, not the getting out to do it. My focus is going to be on how I feel afterwards. So before I do any of these things, I'm going to be like, I would say to myself, I know I'm going to feel amazing after I work out with them. I can't wait to feel that feeling, that sensation of accomplishing what I set out to accomplish. Nothing is going to stop me from having that. Nothing is going to stop me. I want that. And so now my focus and attention is placed specifically on that sensation, on those qualitative aspects of feeling good after working out, of feeling good after knowing I did something that I didn't necessarily want to do. What's strange about this, as you do this evaluation, you'll just start wanting to do more and more of those things that move you toward the place you want to be. Even though it's always a path and always a journey, it will move you toward those things. But even better is that all of a sudden, you'll start enjoying the moment, the very moment of living life. And every moment will become like this. Because now it will no longer be I have to do this, or this is what I should be doing. It's this is what I want to do. I'm choosing to do this. And that is a fun place to live from. That is exciting. So that is how we focus. That is what we can do. We can remove all distractions and create our environment. Very powerful. Highly suggest doing that. But we can also look at focus differently and saying, instead of letting all the things outside of me distract me, I'm going to put my focus on what I can control. That's where I'm placing my attention. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm saying no to everything else. I could be in a coffee shop. I'll put on my headphones and there might not be any music playing, but then I will write. If I don't have my headphones on, for example, that to me is a sign that I'm not ready to get into it. That is me still wanting to be distracted. That is me still wanting to hear what's going on in the music that's being played and the noises that are passing, for example. When I put my headphones on, even if there's nothing playing, that is a sign of me saying, all right, let's focus. And I can feel it all of a sudden like shift in my body. And if putting on my headphones doesn't work, I'll get up and I'll walk outside of the cafe. I'll stare at the sky, take some deep breaths, and feel my body get into that place, into that rhythm, into that sensation where all of a sudden I'm kind of turned on and excited to do what I want to do. And it's not even about being excited to sit down at the computer. It's excited to create, and the computer is that tool that I'm going to be creating on. So it's like this. So that's focus. That's how we can get instantaneous focus. That's how we can bring our focus in. These are just a couple ideas to play with. Watch and see how they work with the evaluation process as well. Again, whenever I'm sharing information like this, this is action. This is things for you to take in and experience for yourself. And it's for you to see how it works for you. And then take that and apply that to your clients. When you sit down with clients, when you're on the phone with your clients, you'll explore this evaluation process. You'll see how they want to feel in the world, how they want to show up, what experiences they want to have. You want to feel like you're creating something massively important and big in your life? Then we look at that. What is that sensation? What is that all about? So on and so forth. It's the art. This is a creative art that we're doing, becoming masterful coaches. This is how we work. This is how we do it. So enjoy the evaluation process. There's a couple other audios that go along with it, or videos. And it's a 20-minute video, so it's not terribly long. It's actually a perfect length. I'll give you some more examples of how you can create the evaluation process in your own life and enjoy it. Focus. Practice right now this very thing I just spoke about. Let the focus be putting on your headphones, letting your eyes either close or watch the video. It's mostly audio. There's slides, but you can close your eyes and just focus solely on it and get lost for 20 minutes. Not lost like spacing out, but lost where everything else fades away and your attention is right here with me right now. Practice that focus. See how it feels. To your success, to the path of mastery. This is Imrik. Thank you so much again.